The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature.
How's everybody's father feeling today?
Go fuck yourself.
Surrounded by the sheep in the street, till the wolves come. Everyone strip on the floor, we the wolves done.
Who the fuck is De Niro? I got a Snyder extended clip, so who wanna play hero? Go bad shit like Ozzy, I was born in the darkness. Oh, you the wolf, so we pull up and you're harmless. So pray to Oliver, Don Dada, the top shotter, the top spot, final boss you cross, that's when your ride stop. Basquiat with that white chalk.
I think your mic is off. The mic is off.
Damn it. What is always happening to me? Jesus Christ. Damn StreamYard. But that's right. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome, everyone, to the Circle of Debate podcast and the Wrestling Delivery podcast, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, host of TV's What I'm Seeing. And of course, you heard the song. I'm going to play it again because he's back. The man that brings it here all the time, and that is De Niro, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. He is back. I got to play it. Play it. Just the voice, man.
Ooh. Oh. So happy to be back.
Niggas acting tough in the hood till the wolves come. Bitches let it drink in the club till the wolves come. Surrounded by the sheep in the street till the wolves come. Everyone strip on the floor. We the wolves done.
Who could fuck with De Niro? I got a Snyder extender clip, so who wanna play hero? Go bad shit like Ozzy. I was born in the darkness. Oh, you the wolf, so we pull up and you're harmless.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Mike De Niro, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you know.
What up? So happy to be back, man. Thank you so much for having me back. Bro, it's been a long time. There's been a lot of changes going on, and I am so happy to be back here on the Circle Debate. The one constant in my life, my brother, Ivan C. Thank you so much for having me back here on the Circle Debate YouTube channel, bro. This is home. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. It is home. That is for sure, man. Oh, man, what a whole week of professional wrestling. I tell you that. It's just there's so much going on with New Japan, Stardom. It's hard to keep up with everything. I'll tell you that. It's extremely hard to keep up with everything. But, you know, I know you talked about it in the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. You talked about what happened in Wrestling Dream. But let's talk about it. I mean, we have to go through all the matches, though. We just got to talk about mainly, you know, overall what happened on both of these shows. You know, No Mercy and of course, AEW Wrestling Dream. So I want to hear your thoughts on both shows. Did you enjoy them? What was the highlight of the night? I already know Wrestle Dream was one of them. We'll get into that. But for NXT, though, what was the highlight for you of the night on that show?
I loved NXT. I thought, to be honest, the highlight for me was to see my man Dom win. Well, he lost the title, right? And then he went back on NXT. I think that Trick Williams should have had a longer reign. But Dom has been really showing why he is, at this point, at the upper echelon of the WWE talent right now. And I think that, you know, he's had a coming out party in NXT. Did not win at No Mercy when all the eyes were on him, but he did win on NXT this past Tuesday. Definitely a good matchup. I thought, you know, Bron Breakker was a good highlight. Definitely the matchup between Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes was fire. Really, really good show. NXT has been very consistent, and it's a shame that, you know, NXT's kind of like in the same place, in my opinion, as like Impact, where consistently amazing, but not many people talk about it. So I feel like NXT has been, you know, pretty consistent, pretty good, and needs more people to give them their flowers because they deserve it.
Awesome. And of course, what Wrestle Dream, I mean, if you guys heard of this, gentlemen, you heard it on the audio platform. The nervous start off, of course, this man, of course, on this day, we see clearly he is an All Elite Wrestling now. This is Tony Khan. I don't know what the hell Tony Khan, you know, told this man, but yeah, I guess he promised him the world, and now he is All Elite. And we heard, of course, during the media scrum, we heard about his decision, why. Of course, there was nothing for him in WWE because pretty much they kind of told him, hey, we don't really have much for you, buddy. I mean, it's pretty much what it is. And mind you as well that, of course, with TKO now with the merger, you know, Emmanuel, you know, he has the call. He has the last call on. So seeing now Adam Copeland now in AEW, and now we're going to see him how he announced on Media Scrum that he's going to be there now every Wednesday. He might going to be there also as well Saturday. It just, he named a lot of, he dropped a lot of names for the dream matches he'd like to have. But other than the matches that we're going to see from Adam Copeland that he's going to deliver for all of these, what else do you see from him in his future? You know, in All Elite, and do you expect him to be a backstage role idol? Like, for example, like I would say, be a trainer for the upcoming rookies, or be more, hey, the entertainment side to help, you know, help with the production setting, like alongside with Chris Hero. You know, Bryan Danielson still does it, but give us your take on that. And how do you feel that now that Adam Copeland is now All Elite?
I'm gonna start from the last question and work my way backwards. I think that Adam Copeland being All Elite is really awesome. It's definitely fresh for him. It's really cool to see how excited he is. 31 years in his career, he is excited to be in the ring still. He doesn't want a part-time role like WWE was offering him. What up, Kofi Weston? Sure. Right there. He doesn't want a part-time role like WWE offered him. He wants to be full-time. He wants to be wrestling every week, which is, you know, admirable at his age and at this point of his career. So it's really cool to see him happy. Like, that's like the main thing I got out of the last weekend was how excited, happy, and just full of joy Adam Copeland is. And I think that that's going to lead to a lot of positive things for AEW. I do see him taking more of a backstage leader role. I don't want to make this the CM Punk shit on CM Punk show like I always do, but I'm gonna just say that CM Punk tried to be a backstage leader, but he appointed himself that role, and he didn't have much of the respect of the roster after what happened last year at All Out. Edge is somebody who comes in, and he's someone who's got nothing but respect from his colleagues. You never hear about anything negative in the press, you know, for many years. I mean, you had some shit back in the day with Edge and Lita and the Matt Hardy thing, but for many years, right, you haven't seen any negativity. Edge is a positive influence. A lot of people look up to Edge. He has been to the dance and did it at the highest level. If I believe, he's a 10-time former champion for WWE. He main evented numerous WrestleManias. Here's a guy who has been at the very, very top and still is so motivated and excited to be where he is today wrestling. I think that that's someone who could be a positive influence on some of these younger guys in AEW. Some guys who are not at that level but are close to being at that level and need that extra push and drive. I think that Adam Copeland could give them that. And then overall, like, as for AEW to be able to pick up Adam Copeland and what Tony Khan had to, you know, do to get Adam Copeland, I don't think it took much. I think that it just was a matter of him feeling that WWE was trying to phase him out, where he knows at this stage he doesn't want to retire. He knows that he could still go at a high level. I said on the Wrestling DeLorean that it was a little less than a year ago he had a main event with Damian Priest in Toronto on Monday Night Raw. And I remember getting on the Wrestling DeLorean and saying that if Edge is going to retire, this is retiring on top, because he just had a hell of a main event and he could do everything he could do for all the years past. Like, he hasn't aged. He hasn't missed a step. He's actually getting better with age, in my opinion. And I feel like what he did for Damian Priest and what he did for Rhea Ripley and what he was doing for Dom and all these people in the Judgment Day and the young guys, even on his way out, what he was doing for Grayson Waller, what he was doing for Austin Theory. Now, think about what he could do in AEW with guys like Sammy Guevara, guys like Daniel Garcia, guys like Wheeler Yuta, guys who are, you know, still fresh in his business and could use that big push to take him to that next level. I think Edge is going to be that person for them.
Absolutely. Everything we just say, I totally agree. There's nothing with, like, I can't even debate on that, because it's the truth. It's really the truth. But I'm excited. And a lot of things he's going to definitely, I feel the main thing that he is really going to help this promotion more is the get a better understanding of the entertainment side. I feel that he's able to kind of give them to, hey, this is the ideas we did in WWE. This is, hey, what we did with the producers. This is what we can do with you. Giving at least, you know, the talent some ideas of promos, because there's some promos from the talent that is like, huh? The fuck? Like, it's not getting to me. So more giving them the like an idea, make you know, give them creative ideas of what to, how to put yourself, deliver yourself to the audience, especially on in the microphone, especially if you're behind in the backstage or you're in the middle of the ring. Like that's Edge is an Edge. Gotta stop calling him Edge. Adam Copeland. Adam Copeland is gonna do a fantastic job, and I think I'm excited to see what he's gonna deliver. I still feel this man might retire with Christian Cage and having their solo, their one-on-one. And I think he's going to retire that way. And I think he'll stick around. I think what he sees and in the environment that he's in, I mean, he said it in a media scrum. He's like, oh, my God, I love this place. It's so really. So we're going to see a lot of Adam Copeland. And this is like a this is a bounce back from losing Mr. Guy. You know, this is a bounce back. So, hey, good for you, Tony Khan. Did a good job. Actually, now I could say you did a good job.
This is a massive upgrade too. Like I also mentioned this on the DeLorean, and I also put it in the comments yesterday for Top Rope, which by the way, you can see Top Rope here on the Circle Debate YouTube channel. So hit that subscribe button. I like CM Punk, and I don't necessarily think that CM Punk was 100% in the wrong for what was going on with Jungle Boy and the reason why he got fired, but this is a massive upgrade. You know, CM Punk is a guy who was a megastar. He was a huge star, but he was not at the level of Adam Copeland. He was not main eventing WrestleMania. He's not a 10-time champion. He's not a guy who has the respect of his peers like Undertaker, Stone Cold, The Rock. You know, CM Punk was a guy who was very, very polarizing, very controversial, where Adam Copeland's a guy where you're not going to bring negative press. You're going to bring nothing but positive press. So I think that this was a massive upgrade for AEW. Now, in a perfect world, we would have CM Punk and Adam Copeland all on the AEW roster and more big names, and it would be perfect. But, I mean, it just didn't work out that way. But if you had to lose your biggest star in CM Punk, this is a massive upgrade. And like you said, a big bounce back for getting a guy at the caliber of Adam Copeland. Not someone who was retired and just came back. This is a guy for the past 3 years has been putting on bangers on WWE.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, my brother. You totally got it right down there. Another thing, too, that I want to bring this up because it brought my attention because we saw an interview that she had. I forgot what show she did. That is this woman right here. That's right. Money, baby. Monet. So there's – we don't know, but she did – and mentioned, okay, you know, will you show the full gear? She's like, oh, I'm free. I'm actually free out of what? Out of money. So now that I'm hoping she's fully back from her, you know, from her injury. Of course, she had to, at least she got an injury from the Willow Nightingale matchup for the New Japan Women's Championship. Yeah. So ever since then, she hasn't been really much okay. She's been out of action. But, you know, she still put herself out there, of course, around social media, be appearances and so much. But now good to see her back. Biggest question is, will we see her now in AEW? Will we see her in full gear is the biggest question now that she mentioned that. Now got us, you know, questioning, got us thinking like, is it going to happen? Are we going to see Mercedes Moné? Because she was at all in London. She Tony Khan bought her plane ticket, bought her ticket. Here, come sit over here. Bring your guests and come, you know, see the show and enjoy it and tell me what you think. So Tony Khan as a marketing man he's doing what a marketing man is supposed to do. Sell your product to the person. And that's what I believe that he did at All In for Mercedes. And I by the looks of her appearing, like just seeing her when the camera focused on her, like you could tell she was invested. She was like, oh my God, I actually enjoyed this. So could we see that? Can we see Mercedes Moné heading to full gear and make a surprise appearance? And not only that, but also keep in mind that with the relationship that Tony Khan has with New Japan and New Japan owns Stardom, now is this is a great opportunity for them to get Moné to come into AEW. So what are your thoughts about that, my brother?
Yeah, you know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I think that because of New Japan's relationship with AEW and with Stardom, I think that this would be the perfect world for Mercedes Moné to come in. You know, she would not only be able to still do her New Japan appearances and Stardom appearances, but also still wrestle in the States during her off time. I believe it was announced that the original plans was for Mercedes Moné to have a matchup at All In, but then the injury happened. Yeah. So, like, there were plans for her to come to AEW. So why not? If she's fully healed, if she's, you know, ready to go, I would love to see her at full gear. You know, I wouldn't put her right into a title picture with Saraya, but I think that there's definitely a spot for her. I know one match that I wanted to see was her versus Jade Cargill. We're not going to get that in AEW anymore. But, yeah. I mean, still, I think that there's still a lot of amazing matches you could put Mercedes Moné in AEW. Her versus Toni Storm. We see what Toni Storm is doing right now. It's amazing character work. That would be a great matchup. There's plenty of matches. Her and Britt, her and Chris Statlander. It would be awesome. I think that it would also be another huge star on the AEW roster that's going to take them to the next level and start bringing in more of a casual fan base to watch their show.
Oh, absolutely. Ooh, you nailed it down, brother. Ah, so I miss you, man. Oh, I want to cry. Because see, this is how much you love. Well, you love your family. This is how much you love family. I wanted to talk about this last week, but of course, the director was much in a rush. Of course, I couldn't really bring it up. But now that Brother Nero's here, I can bring it up. Because it's the biggest question here, and I know people don't really discuss it, but I feel like it should be the center of attention to him, this man too. That is this man right here, Sami Callihan. As we all know that he's a free agent. He's no longer with Impact. Now, he has the liberty to resign, but he's a free agent. He's taken, as we saw on his social media platform, he's taken bookings for the Indies, and so far I'm not sure if he's been booked for the Indies. I haven't really kept an eye on that. But biggest question here, De Niro, is where should he go? Where should he go back to Impact or have these open opportunities to go to these other promotions that we see on top of us? We saw, we got, of course, you go to WWE, start off with NXT, you go to New Japan, or you go to AEW, or he could stay in Impact. That is the biggest question here. I mean, and don't get me wrong, like, people don't really, I feel this is my, you know, my bad IWC community, but some people guys don't appreciate Sami Callihan. I do, because this man, he is great on the mic. In the ring, he's fucking awesome. And I know he's not a high flyer. I don't care. It's not about being a high flyer. It's how you tell the story in the ring. This man tells a story. And there is a lot this man could deliver to any of these promotions and present to the product. And but the biggest is what promotion will help him get to that level where he was at an Impact. That's the biggest question. So take it away. The floor is yours, mi hermano. What are your thoughts?
I think that he's already accomplished everything that he needs to accomplish in Impact. So I definitely would like to see him move on to somewhere else. You know, the Solomon, what was his name in NXT? It was Solomon Crowe, I believe, right? The Solomon Crowe gimmick was awesome. I would have loved to see them actually play that out. I would love to see him in NXT. Think of the things that he could do with Joe Gacy would be awesome. They actually had great matches back in CZW back in the day. So that would be really cool. But I think also a cool option would be New Japan. You don't have a character like Sami Callihan in New Japan. And to see Callihan mix it up with guys like Okada and, you know, think about Sami Callihan versus the matches he had in Impact with David Finlay. Do that in New Japan. That would be really awesome. I don't want to say AEW just because I don't want to just say, oh, well, everyone who's a free agent should go to AEW, because then you get back into the part where they have way too many people on their roster and not enough time on TV. Mm-hmm. But I would be, you know, lying if I say that I wasn't interested in seeing Sami Callihan reform his team with Jon Moxley, because they were a team on the Indies, the Switchblade Theory. So him and Moxley have a history. That would be awesome to see that too. I think that wherever he does go, you're not just getting a good wrestler, but you're getting a really good mind for the business. So wherever he does go, I wouldn't be opposed to having him also have a backstage role working with creative, working with, you know, directing matches, because he has a very, very good mind for the business.
Yeah, absolutely. My thing too, like I think he could fit anywhere. I feel like even in New Japan, it just take the character that he has, you know, it just to, he could present to that. You know, there's something that I know that, you know, Bushida is not really that cup of tea when it comes to hardcore stuff, you know, stuff in wrestling. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he won't do that as much. He'll just deliver what he can. And the character that he has is just like, it attracts the people. Like, I even feel like he could fit even in NXT. Like, I could feel like he could be like, I'll give you an example. And not do it, people. IWC, I'm not disrespecting Brody Lee, rest in peace, but he could be like kind of like in that term for Joe Gacy in NXT. Like, oh, I need to the head one, the main guy. Like, and it could be him. He could be that guy to be like, all right, no, fuck it, we're gonna get Schism back together. This is what we're gonna do. Mm-hmm. He could be under, you know, like Joe Gacy could be under him. So there's like a different ideas of how he could take this man. He could deliver it. And yeah, I'm with you. With AEW, no, because then I feel like we're not going to see much of him. Okay, yeah, we can put him in Blackpool. Of course you can, because he is BFFs with John Moxley, and they were both former tag team partners during the indies a while back. And why not? Okay, that'll work. But then what after? That's the thing. We're going to do it after him. One or twice, that's it? Like, no, it doesn't have to be that bad. And shout out to Brian. What's going on? Callahan versus Snyder. That will be yes.
You know, another promotion that a lot of people are sleeping on, which would be a really big pickup for them, is what if the NWA picks him up? He could be a guy who could revamp the NWA show and take him to the next level, which we saw with NWA Power when they first were there. They had different characters, but then it started to fizzle out when a lot of the big stars started to leave NWA. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Sami Callihan do that. And then I do want to see Sami Callihan do some of the indies. Like, I would love to see Sami Callihan back in GCW doing things with, like, Matt Cardona and Nick Gage. I would like to see him doing some things with some of these top indie stars.
Yeah, definitely. Temple, what's going on? He's like the best duelist back. My man. Sami Callihan is in AEW in the BCC story about BC kicking out of Moxley to the golden old friend with both Eddie Kingston and Sami Callihan. And Eddie Kingston, wow. Okay, go. Okay,
Temple. That's fire. I like that idea.
I like that idea, Temple. Yeah. Man, I got to get you on the show.
What up?
Tim King, the banger. That's right, bro. The banger. What's going on? Of course, yes.
Word. Miss you, man. Look,
miss you too, Bobby. You'll be back on with us soon. Not just NWA, but don't sleep. Oh, that's right. Good call, Brian. MLW too. Especially with MLW having that partnership.
Yeah, I know MLW. He had some really good work in MLW.
Yeah.
He was in MLW for a bit. He had some good work. I think he got fired for spitting on Jim Cornette or some shit.
Yeah, I remember that. Jim Cornette mentioned it on his podcast. He's like, well, let him go because he spit on my face. He didn't like what I was doing. Well, corny is because you're too old school, man.
I would like to see him back in MLW, though. I think that there'll be some really good matches. Him versus Alex Kane would be fire.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. It would be. But you made a valid point about for NWA, though, because I feel that – because right now, who's the champion? EC3? Of course, mm-hmm. he beat Brodus Clay, and he beat him for the belt. So now they have EC3, which is – congratulations to him. I'm glad he's a champion somewhere at least. But, I feel that if Sammy could have helped, you know, Billy Corgan elevate NWA where it needs to be again, because, you know, how you mentioned, like, it died out where all the characters left and went to the different promotions. And then also remember what happened during the pandemic. They kind of like, that was it. Because they were getting hot on YouTube. And it was just like, I don't know what the fuck happened. But
yeah.
I totally agree that if he could help NWA for sure, I think he could really elevate that program where it used to be when it first came back, when Corgan took over. I think that it could deliver. Let's see what Temple got to say. Callahan and MLW is a good shout with Raven Stable, The Calling, Callahan versus Ricky Shane Page. Man, love it. I actually love it. So, I mean, it's we're going to have to wait and see. I mean, and see how that's going to turn out. And speaking of see how to turn out, you brought his name earlier. Fuck it. We need to bring him up since Tim is here on the chat. Yep, this man right here. I know. We got to bring him up, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Well, because Uncle Seltzer and, of course, Wade Keller, everybody been speaking about it, that now they're in terms are talking with, of course, TKO, which is WWE, you already know, of possibly bringing him back. But there has to be a great agreement to it. It's got to be a great offer. And since we've been seeing a lot of these, you know, I don't know, you know, these eggs around, you know, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, all these promos kind of like similar to Punk's promos. It's almost getting us tempted to say that maybe he is going to maybe come back in Chicago for Survivor Series. That could be the case. A lot of things people are saying, even I was reading away, you know, what, you know, of course, Seltzer and everybody else saying that it's the best, possibly the best thing for Punk to come back and will be a good, he'll be a good, it'll be a good setback for WWE. And it would actually, I guess you could say that it could help them, I quote on that. But I don't know. It's just, I'm really curious to hear your thoughts. Do you feel that him coming back would make a difference? Or would you even take him back, or would you be intrigued to see him back in the WWE ring? That is the biggest question. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you see him showing up in Survivor Series? Do you see the deal happening? Do you see that happening, CM Punk returning to WWE?
If this was 5 months ago, I don't see it happening. But because now WWE is owned by TKO and CM Punk still has a relationship with UFC, he does commentary for He does a commentary for MMA on UFC Fight Pass. I forgot the promotion he does commentary for. But he still has that relationship with the UFC by being on the UFC Fight Pass, which is now owned by TKO. So I think that it's a possibility. It's weird because CM Punk is a guy who, a year and a half ago was telling MJF, if you think the grass is greener on the other side, go main event one night out of the four night buy one get one deal, whatever he was saying, and come back here after you release. Like he talks so much shit about the WWE from the last 8-9 years that he's been out of the WWE. He's talked so much shit about WWE. You know, I understand that CM Punk's time in AEW was cut short, and I understand that he's got the wrestling bug again, and he wants to be in the ring. He wants to contribute. He wants to be a backstage leader. I just feel like if I'm on the other side, if I'm WWE, if I'm TKO, you heard all the controversy that this man caused in AEW. Yeah. Is that somebody that you want on your roster? If you remember when WWE got the deal with SmackDown on Fox a couple years back, I believe it was 2019 when they got SmackDown on Fox. What up, Justin? How you doing,
bro? Hey, man, what's going on, brother?
When SmackDown got on Fox, Fox wanted CM Punk to be signed to the WWE. They were even going to help pay for the contract for CM Punk to come in. And the WWE said that they don't want that type of person backstage because it's going to be, you know, a cancer to the backstage locker room. Since then, CM Punk has gone to AEW, and there's like a clear division of his first run in AEW where he was happy-go-lucky Punk, and then his second run in AEW where he was looking to fight anybody who tweeted his name. I feel like that just proved WWE right, that at the end of the day, he's not somebody you want backstage. It's going to stir up too much controversy. Yeah. So now that you threw gasoline to the fire and had more controversy than ever with CM Punk, now's the time to bring him back. I also don't think that the shit that he got away with in AEW, he would be able to get away with in WWE. There's more structure. There's more of a clear, like, this is who's in charge. You're not in charge. But would CM Punk be able to work under those terms? CM Punk is a guy who had to take control, and he's a guy who wanted to have a complete say in what he does, what he says, you know, the things he says on the mic, the things that are done in the ring, the people he wrestles with. He's not going to be able to have that freedom in WWE unless this is a short-term deal.
Yeah.
I can only see this being a short-term deal. I don't think they signed CM Punk for 2-3 years. I don't think CM Punk comes in full-time. I see CM Punk coming in, making an appearance at Survivor Series, having a match at the Royal Rumble, having a match at WrestleMania, and then we'll see from there if in those 3, 4, 5 months, if everything went according to plan, if everything went smoothly, maybe we'll renegotiate for you to come in for more shots. But if I'm any company right now, I'm not hiring CM Punk full-time because that is bringing on way too much baggage. If I'm bringing in CM Punk, it's, all right, here's who you're wrestling. This is when you're wrestling. It's going to be 3 or 4 matches, and then let's see how that goes. We'll negotiate after that. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think it's funny how there's, like, a full swap of, you know, wrestlers. You have Edge going to AEW, CM Punk leaving AEW, going to WWE. It's just funny how this is, like, talents are starting to jump ship more. I think that going into 2024, a lot of the AEW contracts are going to be coming up. It's going to be interesting to see who jumps ships to where. But yeah, if I'm WWE, I'm probably taking a chance on CM Punk just because he's hot still, just because he was all up in the news, but I'm not going to be all in on CM Punk. I'm not going to give him the keys to the fucking city. He's going to have to really prove himself.
Absolutely. Oh man, I fucking love you because everything what you said is so true. It's so true. And before I even high response with the C Temple, if you go back, there, CM Punk be a 3-night extravaganza, get released faster than you came in the sack. If you know, you know.
That's exactly the line I was talking about for sure. Yeah.
Exactly. And Brian said, if CM Punk wasn't a draw, there's no way WWE would even consider taking him back. With all the shit he said about them, not just about Vince, but he called trips, the stupid son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And Dom, of course, T.O.M.
Brother, what up?
The notorious T.O.M.
Good.
Yes.
Amazing show last night.
Absolutely amazing show last night. I really enjoyed it. Let's see. Justin says, Punk may look like a hypocrite if he goes back to WWE after all what he said. But really, where else would he go? I mean, it's true. But Justin, he could go to NWA. He can't go to Impact. Shit, I don't even think New Japan will take him. They'll be like, nope. Bushido will be like, I ain't taking you. After all that bullshit you did with Tony Khan, you're not going to do it here with my promotion. I can see him helping Billy Corgan in NWA. No, but go ahead, then.
Not to cut you off, but I don't know how much you listen to your favorite wrestler's podcast, My World by Jeff Jarrett, but he did say that he could see CM Punk possibly starting his own wrestling promotion. And I think that probably the best way CM Punk could get everything he wants, where he is in charge and also doesn't have to answer to anybody but himself, would be to start his own wrestling promotion. Because I'll tell you this right now, CM Punk going to WWE, it's like a ticking time bomb. I feel like give it a few months, especially if he's there full time, give it a few months, he's probably going to get into a fist fight with Seth Rollins. You already know that they had beef. He's probably going to confront Roman Reigns. Him and Roman Reigns has beef. And then, you know, him and Triple H never seen eye to eye. They might be, you know, cordial now ever since CM Punk went backstage a couple months ago to WWE. But who's to say that, you know, old shit can't spark back up? So, honestly, I don't know.
And you see, we already got Dom starting. You see?
It's my world.
I need to get that just for here, just to get myself on. I will get it just for that. I will fucking But I mean, yeah, but here, you'll see, at the end of the day, how you mentioned earlier, it's Emmanuel who's gonna have to call the shot. He's the one who's gonna be saying, hey, you know what? I need you to sign him. The hell with you guys' ego, especially you'll tell Vince that. And then with Vince being in trouble with us, so much shit going on, Vince can't do shit. And Nick Khan and, you know, Paul Levesque, they're, what could they say? Don't work with him, I could tell. I mean, Paul is willing to do it. Even when Shawn Michaels at the media scrum, for before the NXT No Mercy, they ask him, and he's like, I don't mind bringing him back. I'll bring him here at NXT. I don't mind. I'll work with him. He talked greatly about Phil Brooks. So seeing him back, I know everybody's commenting here that it's like a hypocrisy because the shit he says. But think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe it was all a plan the whole fucking time for him to go ahead and talk all this crap because he wants to get center of attention and get the attention of the WWE. Like, hey, guys, I miss you guys, but I'm talking shit. But I behind the scenes, I miss you. I want to take me back. You know, that could be the case here. We don't know. It could be that. Do I see him? I totally agree. He doesn't need to sign at all full time. I will definitely do what you said. All right. Make appearance Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. And it works out, the chemistry with everybody behind the scenes, that Emmanuel will be like, all right, you know what? All right, now we can sign you. I will still sign him for part-time, 6 months at least. I would have signed him for a year or 3 years, none of that. There's no need to, because we don't know this man's attitude. And I don't hate Punk. It's just he needs to stop thinking that it is what it was 10 years ago or longer, like before. No, that era is done. We are in a different era, Phil Brooks. It's not about you anymore. No, it's about everybody. Everybody. So This guy Punk could deliver. He can, but he needs to change that attitude. And the only thing he did in the wrong for him getting fired is that you're really going to take it from rookie. Of what he said, I would have been like, I don't care, say what you want. I'll deal with you later. Instead of none of that. That should have been, if Punk was a veteran, and which he is, knowledgeable of that, he wouldn't be here right now in his position. He still wouldn't be in Collision today. Like we're going to probably, you know, we're going to see Adam Cole today in Collision. Could be there. So but I feel it's going to happen, man. I got a feeling that he's going to show up on Survivor Series in Chicago.
I think so too.
Yeah, I feel like he could, you know. So, you know, that's for sure. Let me see what Brian got to say here. You see, Japan's hierarchy is much stricter than here in the U.S. You think Vince is a control freak? If Punk goes to New Japan and causes headaches, I would be shocked if Punk is blackballed and deported. Oh, exactly, Brian. Well said. Remember on his promo when the MGF, he told MGF, you go to AEW and then you go to a two-night extravaganza and get released faster than you lasted in the sack. What did that look bad for WWE to sign CM Punk? I mean, he's asking a question here, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you this right now. Like I said, if this was 5 months ago, I don't think WWE even goes next to Punk with like a 10-foot pole. Like, it would be like, nah, keep him far away, especially what he's doing over there. We don't want that shit over here. But because this is not the WWE we know of 5 months ago, this is owned by Emmanuel. This is owned by TKO, who's in a partnership and a merger with WWE and the UFC. And then you have the relationship with CM Punk and the UFC. I think that that's the only reason why this is a conversation. If this was Vince McMahon's owned WWE, you don't have this conversation. Even though he's willing to bring anybody back, if you know that the guy's still starting bullshit and he is still starting controversy and he's still starting backstage fights, is that somebody you want backstage with you? No.
Exactly. I totally agree. Just
my guinea pigs agree.
My dog agrees too. In the end, if he comes back to WWE, no matter what, how amazing the moment is, there will be no full investment from me and Punk. J-Man, like I said, what I said earlier, man, it's not about him anymore. It's about what he could do for everybody else. Let's see, Dom says, Adam Copeland is legitimately everything that Phil claims to be. WWE will suffer horribly bringing Punk back. NAW finally got the guy they needed. Totally agree, Dom. Temple said, if Punk is a good boy in WWE, I would love to see the Straight Edge Society back. CM Punk as a leader along with Shotzi, Gallows turning on the OC. Could even be adding AJ Lee. Now, AJ Lee would not show up at any time to WWE. I tell you that. She is too busy with that.
No, I also want to say that let's not act like if he goes back to WWE because it's a different roster, it's a clean slate. Like, for years, we have a lot of problems with CM Punk and wrestlers in the WWE. We know that Seth Rollins doesn't like him. We know CM Punk started shit with The Miz on Twitter. We know that CM Punk started shit with AJ Styles on Twitter. We know that CM Punk, you know that guys like Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, they're best of friends with the Young Bucks. Like, he's walking into enemy territory. He's walking into a locker room that he talks shit about for the last 9 years. And then you're going to bring him back. It's not going to be with open arms. This is not, you know, Stone Cold taking his ball and going home and then coming back. Stone Cold didn't talk shit about the people on the roster when he was out. He may have talked shit about Vince McMahon, but he never talked shit about the roster. And that's the thing. CM Punk made it a personal issue with AJ Styles. If you remember the whole controversy with him and AJ Styles, AJ Styles said that he wants nothing to do with this guy. CM Punk made it a personal issue with The Miz, telling him to go suck a blood money dick from Saudi Arabia. Whoa. You started so much problems with so many people, and now you're going to expect to go back and be welcomed to open arms? It's going to be interesting. Yeah. I don't see it working out. I don't see Cody wanting to work with him. Cody said that he was friends with everyone involved in the Brawl Out, but it took away from the spirit of what AEW was. So yeah. I don't see Cody Rhodes being best of friends with CM Punk. And like I said, you have a lot of people on that roster who are friends with members of the Elite. So it's going to be very interesting.
Absolutely. It is going to be interesting to see. And I know, Temple, you want to see this match, this dream match, AJ Lee, Punk versus Becky and Seth. That'll be great to see, but AJ is not in that mentality of doing any professional wrestling in the ring. Yeah. I heard, everything what she's done for a while for women's wrestling here in California. She's probably a producer. She's done a fantastic job. The season already over. So now, she's free. So hopefully I don't see her come back to WWE at all. Not even a talk like that. She'll probably talk to the talent. Hey, how's it going? That's it. But I don't see her doing anything at all. Mm-hmm. Unless, Emmanuel tells them, well, I need you to put him in the Hall of Fame. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. You're going to put him in the Hall of Fame? No. Hell no. But, we'll see. It's the time will come. Because the thing is, like I said, a couple of weeks back, I mentioned also previously that Punk did say, I'm free on these certain days. He said on that freaking show that he's on for the MMA, he said that. I'm available for the next 2 months. So calculating it, when I calculated the days, he's like, that's like Survivor's weekend. So it's like, it really tempts me that this guy might show up at Survivor Series. He might be the last member for either Cody's team. That's what I'm thinking. We don't know. We could throw a lot of assumptions. We could think about a lot of stuff, but we don't know that's going to happen. I think everything what you said is valid point, man. It just, like, at the end of the day, is really down to TKO if they want to take it or not. That's the biggest question. The Temple said, well, IWC, when CM Punk is in the wrestling news, has anyone got the Christian Cage footage of him? I got it. Hold on. I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you. All right, here you go.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, man. Edge's reaction was so perfect, too. He's like,
I know. Edge fucking love sold it. I love it, too. Temple, you see, there you go. I got the video for you. Of course, he had to say it. Dude needs a job. Cody got beat for Phil, too. Yeah, man. I mean, that's another thing, too. We'll see what happens. And all right, so let's move on to very quick. Ladies and gentlemen, for everybody in Southern California as well, make sure you purchase your tickets now for PCW Ultra coming on Saturday, October 28th, featuring Creature on October. And of course, Circle Debate and Top Row will be sponsoring matches. Of course, we're sponsoring the main event, which is Warpiece versus the Gear Crew, and all violence matchup, of course. And of course, Top Row will be sponsoring Shaft defending the Pacific Northwest Championship versus Simbodi. A lot of matches coming. But now, we got giveaways. If you heard it yesterday on Top Rope, we're doing it here as well. Make sure to, if you're watching this on here on YouTube, of course, or if you're watching it on Twitch, or if you're listening to this, make sure you, first thing you do, besides subscribing to us, subscribe to us as well. Follow some PCW Ultra on Instagram. Hashtag on the comments, even on here on this channel as well, or on Twitch. Hashtag PCW Ultra. And we got two tickets to give away for free. We got two tickets to give away, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to get, and the, you can enter this contest until the 19th of October. And on October 20th, on Top Rope, they will announce the winner of who won these two fantastic tickets. So, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, SoCal Pro Wrestling fans here in Southern California, you want to go to this incredible event, PCW Ultra, October 28th, Saturday. Oh, it's going to be amazing. The director and myself will be there, of course. So make sure, get on this right now. Subscribe to us if you're not. Subscribe now. Hashtag comment below, PCW Ultra, and get involved in this contest now so you get those two free tickets. And once again, October 20th is when they announce the winner on Top Rope Wrestling Talks. Make sure you do that, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure.
That car looks stacked, too. Second Gear Crew has been a team that's been tearing it up in the Indies and in GCW. And you already know, fucking Fatu is the man. Shout out to my man, Justin Samael. He's still going. He's killing it.
Oh, yes.
Huge stack card.
It is a huge stack card. I'm excited to see it. And, of course, we will be having, of course, a couple of interviews here as well. Not only just Circle Debate, but also Wrestling DeLorean, also Top Rope. So, Top Rope, you'll see it next week, ladies and gentlemen. And you'll see the announcement of who they just interviewed. You'll see. And then next week, you'll see another interview coming soon. And then the following after that. And the following until we get to the show. So stay tuned for that because we are pumping the show up. I'll tell you that. All right. Now it's time to get into the action here to Fast Lane. Let's get into it. Before we do, hold on. I got to see what Brian got to say here. Wow. Wow Smiles better than it was 2001. The wrestling is rock solid. AJ Lee, Jeannie Buss, Selena Majors have done an amazing job in production. Yes, they have. Yes, they have, Brian. I am with you 100%. Didn't even know we were announcing the winner, but that's dope. It's only free to subscribe, but it pays to. Absolutely notorious one. Yes, Top Rope will be announcing that, of course. Dope. Well, yes, so far we only have 5 matches announced in there. They haven't really announced any more matches in this card happening today of Fastlane, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, we already got other things like, because I don't want to put a Raw and SmackDown here, the highlight, but we could talk about it here too, Raw, anyways, heading into this. It's very quick buildup, and I'm just happy that LA Knight is getting his fucking chance, man. I'm fucking happy that he is. Oh my god, yeah! Yeah! I'm happy. I'm happy this man is getting the moment that he deserves. Eli Drake has been for years. And De Niro and I, we talked about him here. If you watch, you know, of course, the back in the days, you watch it here on the channel. De Niro and I have discussed about the succession that they could do with Eli Drake. even when he was in NWA at the time.
Yeah,
we talked about it, and it's just like the guy got it, man. The guy has the charisma. The guy has it in the ring. He can tell a fucking story. And now he is now teaming with John Cena. He signed the contract. We saw what happened, and oh my god, I was just so fucking happy to see that. And then of course we got, of course, the Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus, of course, LWO. But we saw what happened on the SmackDown that he's gonna call a friend. If you saw Top Rope on the chat, of course, they mentioned it could be Dragon Lee, or and also that could be Carlito, because now that he's signed with WWE, it could be him fully. We don't know who is going to be the extra member for them in that six-man tag match. We've got the triple threat match, of course, for the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. We do have, of course, Io Sky defending against Asuka and Charlotte. We already saw what happened on SmackDown with the tag team matchup there they had. And, of course, the Judgment Day defending the tag team champions versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. So, I mean, there's a lot of things happening here. And then you have LA Knight, John Cena versus, of course, the Bloodline. So much. Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, the storyline that I actually enjoyed. And this is going to be an interesting match that is going to be a last man standing. A lot of things have been happening all over some Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. And I think we're going to see a lot of stories in there, especially when we got the return of DIY now that they're back. Oh man, I was so happy to see that. Johnny Gargano. Oh man, come on. And now they're doing the videos again. The Bobby Roode one, like the glorious one. I loved it. I'm pointing at it here a little bit. I'm happy. But there's a lot of things happening in WWE, brother. But I've been dying to hear what's your thoughts of it and everything overall happening heading into Survivor Series, especially heading into Fastlane. So break it down, brother. Take it away. The floor is yours. What are your thoughts overall of the stories heading into these matches of Fastlane, and who do you got on all these matches? So take it away.
I'm watching Collision tonight, so I don't know. But nah, I'm going to definitely be watching both of these. Shout out Wrestle News.
What's going on, my brother? Yes, good to great to see you too, my brother. Thank you so much, man.
Nah, definitely hype for this show. Definitely hype for this show. Shout out to Ocean Kale. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining. I think that this is a very NXT TakeOver reminiscent show with the amount of matches that we have here. We only have 5 matches announced. You know, they might throw in a last minute matchup, but guinea pigs going crazy right now. Sorry about that. But only have 5 matches announced. I think that it's dope to see that because that means most of these matches are going to get the time that they need to tell the story that they need to tell. It's really awesome to see some of these wrestlers who've been working so hard on that WWE roster getting the spot that they're getting on this show, because you have guys like LA Knight who deserve that spot on this show, and he's here joining John Cena on this show, which is going to be awesome because, like you just mentioned, he's a guy who's been busting his ass for years. He's a guy who deserves the spot that he's given, but also is not just happy with the spot that he's given, but wants more out of it. So for him to be teaming up with John Cena in a pay-per-view against the Bloodline, that's definitely a big, big, big moment for him. I love what we got going on here, but I don't necessarily see LA Knight staying a babyface because I feel like he does such tremendous heel work. And I think that what I would do is at the end of this matchup, I would have John Cena and LA Knight somehow break up. And then the last little part of John Cena's little run here back with WWE, have LA Knight beat John Cena. But I digress. Main event, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins. That's going to be a phenomenal matchup. These guys have great chemistry with each other. It's really good to see Shinsuke Nakamura back in the main event of a show, back to where we know where he could be. Because, you know, if you're a big fan of New Japan, just like I am, just like you are, you know the type of star power that the King of Strong style had in New Japan. And he was a main eventer. Not just was he a main eventer, he was a megastar in Japan. So yeah. For years in WWE, we've been wishing that he got back to what we saw of him in New Japan. And I think that this has been a good run for him. I don't foresee him winning the matchup. I see Seth Rollins winning this match. But nonetheless, it's going to be awesome to see him in that spot. I also think Judgment Day is going to still be the tag team champions leaving this matchup. I think that something happens, a big brawl happens, and it's going to probably lead to a War Games match, a Survivor Series. And then you have the LWO versus the New Hurt Business, Dom said last night, versus Nation Domination 2.0. And it is interesting who it's going to be. I definitely would like to see it be Dragon Lee. I'm a huge Dragon Lee fan. But I wouldn't be surprised if it is Carlito. There was rumors that Carlito was signed back with WWE months ago. Yeah. We've seen him since, you know. We saw him at that show in Puerto Rico for Backlash. And then there was the reports that he was signed full-time. But then where has he been? So this could be a good spot for him as well. And he's a guy who brings more size, too. So to have that size to counteract the size of Bobby Lashley would be awesome. It's going to be interesting. And then there's all the rumors going around about Jade Cargill possibly showing up at Fastlane. Does she get involved in this matchup between Io Sky, Charlotte, and Asuka? That would be interesting as well. So a lot to look out for, a lot to be excited for. I'm very excited to see Fastlane.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited too to see. I want to see especially more like where's this going to head to now, headed to Survivor Series is what I'm curious to see. Like how, and mind you that I even forgot, they still haven't announced who's a trade-in. Yeah. For you know, I still say it's Cody Rhodes. I still feel like it's gonna be Cody. It makes the most sense of Cody because if we're still going through this, you know, we're gonna see that. So I mean, we'll see what people gotta say there. I'm the biggest AEW mark, but sorry, AEW collection passing. I'll be watching. Oh man, let's see. Passing, I'll be watching LWO versus Street Business. The Street Business, is that what it's gonna be called now? Street Business Profits, I guess. Will be very Caribbean and even cool. You see, even Temple is saying that. Oh man, it's definitely love that you're quoting me. Well, Dom,
yep,
we're quoting you because we're trying to tell you to get your butt in here with us. So that's what we're telling you. And I'll send you the link here so you can come and join us. So, man, I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of things heading into. You know, thinking about heading into Survivor, you know, Survivor Series with that, with trade-in. I know we're not going to see Cena for quite some time, anytime soon again, because now with the strike being over, with the, you know, with the whole Hollywood thing is already over, now they agreed, so it looks like we're not going to see Dwayne Johnson anytime back soon, maybe for Mania. I know a lot of people are talking about, okay, we might see Dwayne versus challenging Roman Reigns. We don't know. I don't know. We don't know yet. It all depends. But the one thing I De Niro, I'm going to say it. I know people are going to be like, what? I know people are going to be saying something.
They're gonna
be like,
what the fuck?
Yes, I'm saying, I don't care. I'm going to say it. Nakamura is going to win. I feel that he is going to be that champion. It's about fucking time he needs to win a belt. How many times have we seen him in his title shot? How many times have we seen it? He did it with AJ, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he do it with Roman at the time when he was a SmackDown?
He never had that match. The Bloodline attacked him, and then they never had that match. He had a title shot against Jinder back in the day, but Jinder beat him too. And that was really fucked up. I'm sorry. But Jinder Mahal beating Nakamura for the title? Come on. I thought when Jinder Mahal faced Nakamura and it was for the championship, I thought, wow, Nakamura's finally going to be champion. And then it was like, whoa, what?
I feel that Nakamura could actually take it here. I feel that he can. I feel that I like the story, by the way. The story that they're fucking doing is amazing. I don't give a damn if you're speaking Japanese to me. I don't give a damn. I enjoy it. But I want that old theme song. With the lyrics.
Yeah, with the lyrics.
Now, yes, give me that, damn it. I'll be happy with that at least. So, I mean, oh man, let's see. There's Jinder AJ multiple times, Seth Rollins, so like five times. Shit needs to win. Yes,
mm-hmm.
He does needs to win. Dom, check your message. I message you. Jesus. I need you to come on here. But yes. I think it's that time for him to kind of get too many title shots, man. How long has he been WWE already?
Since 2000 and I want to say 16. He signed to WWE in 2016, was in NXT for like 2 years or like a year. And then 2017, he came up because I believe he won the Rumble in 2017. Or was it 2018 he won the Rumble?
No, I think you're right, 17. Right? It was 17. Yeah, it was 17. Yeah.
And that was a big moment for him too. When he won the Rumble, I was like, wow, they're really getting behind him. And then he had the match with AJ at Mania. And from there, it was like you never seen him back at that level.
That is very true. That is very, very true. I mean, for me, it just, there's, I just hope he wins it, man. And then with the whole Judgment Day, I'm actually invested in that. That they're getting the hype that I think we never expected. I feel, and then maybe they're. How many times have been main event on Raw ever since they've been on Raw? They've been
almost every week.
Almost every fucking week. Almost every week they have been. And you know, adding JD McDonald's. Yes, he's McDonald's, all right, not McDonald's. McDonald's. Adding him, good. I would like to see Tyler Bateman be added to the Brutes. That'll be awesome to see him. Oh man, him and Pete and Butch,
especially with Sheamus, he's going to be out for a little bit with the injury, so that'll be a nice little three man to have Tyler Bate. God damn, I know it's Butch, but Rich Holland. Shit,
yeah, there you go. Yeah,
had a little brain fart there, but Rich Holland.
Rich Holland, yeah, that's Rich Holland. There you go. Oh my god, so it's like, man, I hope that happens. But you know, I'm happy for Judgment Day. You know, them getting what they're getting, and then we saw what happened, of course. Them, you know, Dom now regaining the title back from NXT from Strick. Oh, why, man?
Dom is money.
I guess he is. I mean, I just feel bad for Trick Williams, man. The guy only had it for what, 24 hours? 48 hours. 48 hours.
72, because I think they went in Saturday to Tuesday. Yeah,
you're right. Oh man, yes, that's for sure. So I'm like, oh man, poor man. It just is. I just Trick Williams, man. And I know they want him to feud with, you know, what's his, Jesus Christ? I'm already forgetting his name. I'm having a brain fart now. See, this is what happened. We have a concussion, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get a concussion. His partner in crime. He lost a belt. I can't.
Oh, Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony, thank you. Carmelo Hayes, thank you.
Carmelo Hayes,
what the hell? I'm gonna take him. It's not basketball. Jesus, what's wrong with me? But yes, Carmelo Hayes. So Luke, you know, they want him to feud with him. Maybe them fighting for the number one contendership against Ilya Dragunov. We don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that could happen here.
Yeah.
And you know, since we haven't had you for a long time, what are your thoughts of Io Sky being the champion? Do you think it's about time? Damn time that she got the belt.
Oh hell yeah! I think that Io Sky is amazing. She's always been one of my favorite wrestlers in the women's division for NXT. Even before that, she was killing it. Excuse me. She was killing it in Japan. So I think that it brought a fresh face to hold that title and fresh matches. I'm glad that we finally got the one-on-one between her and Asuka. But, like, you know, I feel like they are only touching the surface of what they could do with Io Sky. So definitely I'm all for it. And I think that she's having a good, pretty fun reign. You know, it's fun to watch so far.
No, it is. It is fun to watch, and it just I'm just excited to see how this is going to turn out to be, and I'm just looking forward of, you know, basically what's going to happen overall heading into Survivor Series, and then with these stories building up. I'm surprised they didn't book Gunther in this show.
You know, me too. I was thinking that you would have the Gunther versus Tommaso Ciampa matchup on this show, but I guess not.
Yeah, I'm super surprised that they did not even at all put, you know, Gunther in this matchup. I don't get it why, and I'm hoping we do. And
with only five matches on this show, you had the space for it. You had the space for one more title match. It's not like it's a random match. It's a match you've been building up to, and it's a title match against probably one of the most dominant champions that they have right now. With Gunther being the longest reigning IC champion of all time, you would have a really good reason why you would put him on pay-per-view, but I guess not.
I know. Unless they're going to give him a break, but I don't know, I guess. I mean, we'll see. You never know. Probably last minute, they'll announce the match. We have no idea what they're going to do, so we're going to have to wait and see on that. I mean, but we'll see. Are we going to have a watch-along? I don't know. That's depending on the DOM. If so, tune in. But I won't be available for it. But if DOM has it, he will probably have to watch along for sure. But all right, so as we're waiting for the director, because he's feeling a little, you know, sicky. But let's talk about some Dynamite. Let's see. Even if they give him 30 minutes to each match, still not going to make up for 3 hours. They're going to be up some kind of a filler or maybe a surprise segment to make it 3 hours. That's true. That's true, right? You know, that's true, AJ. That could be the case. You know, we don't know. That could be the case. And glad that he was champion now. And just to get Candice LeRae a title. She has been in the main roster for a good while. And she's been I know, Brian. Yeah. I'm with you too, man. I don't know what they're going to do with Candice. They need to do something with her, man. They need to deliver this woman something. I just feel really, really bad for her. I hope they do something with her, definitely. But, man, De Niro, you're going to host this one on the Dynamite, man. Break it down. You let the people know. And what happened on Dynamite this past Wednesday? We saw, of course, the Edge, you know, making his, you know, his debut on Dynamite, explaining the story, why is he there? We saw that, what happened. We didn't see Rey Fénix versus, of course, Nick Jackson defending the International Championship. We saw Tony Storm, the Marilyn Monroe versus Sky Blue.
Timeless.
But, man, go ahead and break it down. They'll break us down. Let's see. You guys are awesome. I love listening to you guys talk. It's always a great time today. I appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Yes. If you guys haven't checked out AJ, check him out. The Wrestling News on his YouTube channel. Yes, fantastic watch-alongs. He also has incredible interviews. He just had an interview with, of course, Joseph Samael the Sheik, talking about PCW, which they're doing today. They're making history in performing at the Rose Bowl here in Pasadena in California for the UCLA game versus Washington. They're doing that now. So if you guys are on your way over there, have fun because you guys will enjoy it most definitely. So check them out. Check out AJ on Wrestling News. He provides a lot of great shit. And they see what it is going to card. Oh, wait, Temple. Now you got us talking then. Wait or no? I don't know, Danilo. What do you think? You think?
Let me check his tour dates. Is he on tour today? That would be awesome. I'm a big Bad Bunny fan. I think that he's been amazing every time he steps in the ring in WWE. So I really like that. Shout out to you, AJ.
Thank you.
But,
break it down.
Yeah, Dynamite was a good Dynamite. I feel like they were able to set the stage not only for everything that happened at WrestleDream, but it also sets the stage for what's going down next week. This Tuesday, not Wednesday, but Tuesday for Title Tuesday, Tony Khan's birthday, we have probably the most stacked Dynamite card of all time. This card is pay-per-view quality. This card looks better than WrestleDream. This card looks better than All In. This card is stacked. But before we get to next Tuesday's AEW Dynamite, let's talk about this Dynamite. This was the 4-year anniversary for AEW. And those 4 years flew by fast. I got to say, the Wrestling DeLorean podcast was not always the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. When we started, it was the Fight for Wednesday night, and it was to document the history of AEW from when it starts to where it is now. And it the start of AEW, goddamn, dogs.
It's all good. Appreciate
you. The start of AEW, the very first week of AEW was the very first week of the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. So I guess this was the 4-year anniversary for the Wrestling DeLorean podcast as well, because the first episode of Dynamite. But yeah, time has flown by. It doesn't feel like we have 4 years of Dynamite, but it is definitely awesome to see 4 years AEW still hot, still making moments, still bringing in top guys like Adam Copeland. Action on the show was good. I think that, you know, starting out with Fénix and Nick Jackson was a good matchup. Fénix looks like he's banged up. And I think that having Fénix versus Jon Moxley next week is a way to put the title back on Moxley. Give me 1 second.
No worries. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, of course.
So, yeah, it's going to be awesome to have Fénix and Moxley again this week. But him and Nick Jackson, every time, appreciate you, man. Every time Nick Jackson and Fénix had a one-on-one matchup, if you remember, they had one during the pandemic era for AEW. They always delivered. It was always fun. AEW also is doing a lot of what we accuse them of not doing, and they're bringing in more stories. This whole story between who attacked Jay White and was MJF involved. I love this. I love a good mystery in wrestling. And I think that it's going to be very interesting when we get the reveal of who actually was behind the mask. Shout out to my boy Nick from the UW pod. Maybe it was Nick. Maybe Nick Dieterding is the guy who attacked Jay White, you know? But Word, what up, man? It's going to be very, very interesting to see who it is revealed under the mask. But I like that AEW is having more stories. And you can't talk about this past week's Dynamite without talking about that ending segment with Adam Copeland and Christian. Set it up perfectly. For a moment there, I thought that there was a possibility that Christian was going to join Adam Copeland. And I love the way they set it up. I love that, you know, you had a real... You have curses in wrestling. You have AEW saying shit and dick all the time, but for him to drop the F-bomb, like, it really... It was awesome to see. It was totally unexpected. Word.
Oh,
and it was definitely awesome, but I think that it's going to set up a really good storyline, a very entertaining storyline with Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, and Christian Cage's little faction he got going on with Nick Wayne and Luchasaurus. Overall, really good Dynamite, though. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, NXT are bringing the main roster due to the edge of the in-ring debut, and they're having the Undertaker on NXT. I smell desperation a mile off. I know, and I hear what you're saying, Temple, and then also hearing what, you know, what AJ said to Dynamite Live viewers, even though they thought they had Adam making his debut on the show. I have a feeling they're going to get massacred next week against NXT. I'm going to explain why they're doing it on Tuesday besides why is Tony Khan's birthday. And keep in mind, sports, ladies and gentlemen, is the playoffs for the Major League Baseball. And, of course, when you're signed with TNT, TBS, Tony Khan has to obey the rules. You know, it's like the same with WWE. Where if they have during the USA Network or they on Sci-Fi, they are on Fox, for example, they have to obey those rules and change dates, which is the reason why they moved it for that day, not just because of Tony Khan's birthday. So now we're going to see this. I get it. I they never mentioned the card is stacked for, we'll get into that, but for sure. But man, it's just stacked. So I'm looking forward to see how Tuesday Night Wars is going to happen. We'll see how it delivers. I think they're both going to deliver. I think it'll be fine. Just enjoy wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. It's not here, no competition. I don't really give a damn. I just want to enjoy something that I love to see on both sides. And
I ended up watching both shows anyway, right?
I know exactly what I ended up watching both shows. So yeah, it doesn't even matter. So I mean, yes, let's see. What's going on, mi hermano Gonzalo? Yes, everything good, mi hermano. Everything todo bien. Don't forget to follow the Suplex, of course. And Suplex Chile, ladies and gentlemen, he's been here on the show, Gonzalo, for a couple times already. He would back some of us joining us too. So shout out to him.
His name is the Big Evil Devil. I mean, maybe he was under the mask. Nick, everyone, they attacked Jay White. Like, it's gonna be revealed. It's gonna be revealed.
It will be revealed, right? Let's see. As they say, it's a great time to be a wrestling fan. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely agree. One thing that caught my eye, though, on Dynamite, though, was this, though. You see, he was sad. He was all freaking sad. Oh, you got lost my belt, blah, blah. Okay. I mean, eventually he'll get his title shot, right? You know, we already know Moss is going to win that belt. Sorry, Phoenix. I love you, but you were not meant to win that belt, unfortunately. We already know that. So do we see... Can we see a feud between these two guys, Hook? You know, Hook here? Could we see that?
I personally like Hook, but I want more of that ECW Taz in Hook, where it's like no friends, just enemies. Speaking of ECW,
I'm with ECW, you.
Yes,
what's up, bro? Where we got the psycho and the little psycho. What's good?
Yes, you got Sickly Psycho and Sickly Little Psycho in the show for as long as we can make it.
Well, I'll show you up. Here you go.
It just depends on the boss.
Hear that?
There we go.
Let's freaking go! Wrestling!
Awesome. Perfect segue when I bring up ECW's name to have the South Philly Psycho up in here with the ECW music. I mean, it's only fitting. So
it's like I'm like Candyman. You mention ECW and the Psycho shows up.
Right, you just appear. Right?
What's going on, fellas?
That was good, man. What excellent good episode last night.
Thank you. Would have been here earlier. We were working on a little bit of an interview with a certain talent. I'm going to keep that on the hush-hush for now. So you better subscribe and follow.
I haven't even said here who is who. So
yeah,
but yes, but yeah, you were saying about Hook and Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, I think that Hook is cool, but I definitely want to see some of that, you know, old school ECW Taz personality in Hook, like that badass who just didn't care, didn't want friends, didn't need friends, just was there to destroy everybody in his path, the path of rage, the, you know, human suplex king, the suplex machine. Yeah, give me that. Give me that with Hook. And I think that the way you get that with Hook is, unfortunately, and I know that this might be a controversial thing to say, but unfortunately, Hook needs to fail. You have to have him fail for him to get pissed off again. So what I would do is I would have Hook give a matchup for the FTW championship to Orange Cassidy and have Orange Cassidy win. Maybe he wins in a couple seconds. Maybe the match starts, he hits a orange punch, boom, knocks out Hook, 1, 2, 3. That pisses Hook off, and now Hook is a killing machine. That's what you got to do, in my opinion. And I think that a pissed off Hook is more money than Hook just eating chips backstage.
Right?
Yeah. D-O-M.
I mean, he's not wrong, guys. Like, look at what Jungle Boy beating Hook one time, his only loss, did to Hook after the fact. Look at everything he did. Look at the match he had to get that title back. And now that he's got it, he's just same old Hook. And you already have Orange Cassidy kind of like moping and lamenting that he lost his title every chance he gets, like every backstage interview, even at the scrum. I miss my belt. So why not make these two fight? And why not let Orange Cassidy beat him for the FTW title? I mean, it elevates that title, which I would love to see personally. I know De Niro would too. It gives Hook that motivation to come back better like you did against Jungle Boy. And it gives Orange Cassidy something that he's clearly missing right now. Because he will tell you every time he talks to you. Every fucking time. You know what this is? Yeah. Just like, you remember for a while when Jericho was in WWE, he would just go on and on about how he beat The Rock and whoever to become Undisputed Champion in the same night. Like every time you saw him, he would say it. This is Orange Cassidy's version of it. Just miss my belt.
Oh my goodness.
And also the FTW title is orange. So
there is
that's a good point.
Right? Orange strap and everything, it would go right along with the gimmick.
Yep.
And Hook does need to be a little bit more like his daddy. I'm sorry. Oh, it's great having you, dude. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you very much. You see, even Brian was like, hey, it's like one little psycho.
In the flesh, baby.
My boys. What an entrance. Yes, it was. And then Temple, of course. I've been looking into this under the mask. What if it's none of these people what we think it is, and it's Richard Holiday as a free agent as we speak? That's a good point.
Temple, you saw these episodes. We said the same damn thing on Top Rope when it happened a week or so ago. Like, what if it's Holiday? What if we end up getting like the Dynasty's revenge on MJF? Like, oh, you left us, but we're here now.
I said it, Temple, that this Hammerstone. He's a free agent in a way, but not fully. But I don't see him. I don't see Tony Khan calling him.
Cut the check, TK. Hammer.
Yeah, I don't see it, man.
Cut the check, TK. I guarantee you'll get more out of Hammer than you did CM Punk. Mark my fucking words.
Well, I mean, he cut the check for this guy right here. So, I mean.
I didn't even mention this part. Shit.
Oh, it was. It's time to talk about it, baby. It
we talked about it last night. Oh, my God.
But you're the host of the role. You take it away, bro. It's all yours.
Well, the last person I expected to see join the Don Callis family was Powerhouse. But I am so happy that he did. Powerhouse with freaking QT Marshall. Screw all that. You know what I mean? You got Powerhouse and Konosuke Takeshita. Powerhouse with Sammy Guevara going up against the team of Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. This is how you make a man a star. This is how you build him up to the next level. Him taking out Omega and Jericho single-handedly like he did this past Wednesday has definitely made Powerhouse a threat. And to be honest, another guy who I would love to see join is another man who showed up on Wednesday and is pissed off, and that's Wardlow. We've seen Wardlow and Powerhouse as enemies. Imagine them as a team. Wardlow and Powerhouse versus Kenny Omega and Chris Jericho. Take my money all damn day.
Yes.
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 Yes. Hold on. I gotta do it.
Wonderful.
Oh, besides wonderful, because I know this man is gonna be like,
let's fucking go.
That's me.
That's me too.
Oh my God. Notorious. Take it away.
Oh, big evil brother. I love it. War Hobbs.
Like that.
War Hobbs.
Power War.
Or instead of Roadhouse, it's Warhouse. That would be cool too. But I think this is like the perfect addition to the Don Callis family. Because you already got guys like Ospreay and Guevara and Takeshita's no little dude, but if you need that heater, that muscle guy in a heel faction, look no further than the dude next to me. I mean, he wasn't really... Where did my son go? Okay, that's cool. Sorry. He was
all right.
Obviously, you know, they had Brian Cage, so you couldn't really see what he could do in Team Taz, but like since then, Powerhouse Hobbs has been unbelievable. In and outside of a ring, I still remember fondly and drool over him and Miro just slapping fucking meat, and to have him rolling with these guys and Don Callis backing him up is not only great for them; it's an upgrade for him over Cutie Loco and QTV. Like, I don't know what the fuck they were thinking putting him in that clique. I have no idea. But I'm so glad it's over and this is where this man is, because he needs to be there. And if Wardlow teamed up with Powerhouse Hobbs, how the hell do you stop the family at that point?
You don't.
Yeah.
They destroy everybody. They win all the titles and then...
they might become the new world order. You know what I mean? Like, they just come in, they outnumber everybody, they dominate everybody, they take every fucking title.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I got to say is Wardlow and Powerhouse are two amazing athletes, two amazing, like, wrestlers, but the one thing they are not the best at, that's promos, that's talking, and then you have somebody like Don Callis talking for them, that's the complete package right there.
As long as you can hear him over the booze, he's the perfect mouthpiece.
Perfect, right?
You know, and speaking of Don Callis' family, I know there were some reports out there that Will Ospreay signed with WWE, according to ESPN. It's bullshit, folks.
Oh, we saw that. He
it's complete bullshit. I searched ESPN far and wide for everything I could think of, including Will Ospreay. There is not one mention of him on the entire fucking site.
No, it's like,
calm down, y'all.
Yeah, calm down. He's
his contract is not enough for like another 5 months with New Japan. So, like,
right? I think it's maybe February or March of
he
next
mentioned
year.
It. Yeah, he mentioned it before the All In show where he was going against Jericho. He says, "In 6 months, I'm a free agent." But all of a sudden, that doesn't matter anymore.
Of course not, because somebody put out something that looks like it came from WWE and then said it was confirmed by ESPN. So that's all that matters. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
again, we all have one of these, right? We've all got one of these. Look it the fuck up.
Yep.
There's so many people that have messaged me privately and put in Top Rope on Facebook. What do you think about Will Ospreay going to WWE? I'm like, I think it's not fucking happening. That's what I think.
Dom, this past episode for the Wrestling DeLorean podcast, episode 312, was a full 20-minute rant on toxic shit about the IWC. And this is a big part of it. So before I get on another 20-minute rant about fake news and tribalism and all the other shit.
As soon as we started talking about the family, that popped into my head. So I had to get it out there because I don't even think I mentioned it. I don't even think I mentioned it last night. And I wanted to, but... we had so many difficulties technically. It got on late, and it just fell out of my brain. It really did until just now.
It's all good. Now, the other one that we have to discuss about is, well, fuck, before I even move on, see, I'm even not a touching this. Well, okay, so Power Hops on the Don Callis Avenue. I think it's fine. I think Jericho's going to put him over this Tuesday. You're going to have to put over this band. But Jericho needs to figure out, not Jericho, Tony Khan needs to figure out how to book this big man, because he hasn't. I digress. Because you have Hobbs everywhere. You had him in that wannabe TMZ shit. And it's like, oh my God. And then you had him with Warlow. That didn't fucking. I just don't get it. Like, I don't know what the hell is. Tony Khan doesn't know what to do with this man.
Yeah,
I feel like you don't, Tony Khan.
The story with Wardlow could have been so good, and then they ended it so abruptly. It just gave Wardlow the title back.
It was hot shotted for sure.
Oh yeah, and it immediately the hot shot turned it into hot garbage.
Yeah, I just don't know what perfectly the hell he's gonna do.
That's fucking bullshit.
Bullshit, Tony Khan. You need to start.
You're bullshit.
I missed that so much.
You're bullshit.
So did I.
Damn it.
And I've done it recently, but so did I.
Everybody's done it. I know that.
It's like my favorite thing on earth. Just you're bullshit, Tony Khan.
We need like a compilation of like the top 10 You're Bullshit Tony Khans by Ivan.
Yeah.
Put that on the channel. Going instant viral.
Oh my God. That needs to be a thing.
That would be epic. So,
that so needs to happen.
That would be extremely epic. But
I gotta shut that alarm off before it goes off on stream. Sorry, guys.
No worries. But man, talk about it here. Okay, we need to talk about this though. Nick Wayne going to being healed, turning his back on Darby. We saw that. It's like what we saw with AR Fox when he did the same shit. What the fuck's going on with all this? Everybody's turning back on Darby, man. Is Tony Khan giving us like a message that he's going to make this man a heel? That's what it seems like to me. I don't know.
It's crazy how everyone turns their back on Darby. Like you said, his only real friend is Sting. Sting's the only guy who never turned his back on him. So,
that's his grandfather. That ain't his friend. That's his hardcore grandpa. That ain't his friend. Yeah.
But I do like that though, that you know, the one man who is, you know, true to Darby is Sting. So I don't know. I think that Nick Wayne is a talented person. He's a talented wrestler, and I think that he's a cool person. I met Nick Wayne. I think that he did need something because he does come off a little bland. So make him a heel, have him with Christian, who's the top heel right now in AEW. I think that's a perfect mix for him.
Oh yeah.
I mean, now to be fair though, it doesn't seem like it's easy being friends with Darby Allin. Like, he does a lot of wild shit. He shoots a lot of shitty art school videos. You know, you're just like, really, Darby, we're doing this again? Like, he was in a sling at the scrum talking about how he's hoping he can still climb Mount Everest, even if it's with one arm. It's like, this is not the guy that you really want to be friends with. Even his own wife left him. Like, so can you really blame these guys for turning on him? Everybody does. Everybody has except Grandpa Sting, who just loves him and says, he's a good boy and moves along with his life.
And that's only because Grandpa Sting, he's starting to channel his Darby, his inner Darby, and taking crazy dives and doing what Darby does. So the only one who was truly influenced by Darby was Sting, when it should have been the other way around.
You are in your 60s. You should be rubbing off on him, not vice versa. This is crazy. But the Nick Wayne turn was actually kind of fucking amazing when I watched it, because he sold that so beautifully. Like, Christian's in the corner, he's got the title, and he's screaming like, everything you said about me, my family, my father, yada yada yada, and at the last possible moment spins around, clocks Darby in the face with the title. I'm like, oh, bravo, son, you done good.
Oh, Jesus, right?
Like, if you turn on Darby, that's how you fucking do it. I'm not insanely familiar or insanely a fan of Nick Wayne's, but he definitely grew on me after that moment. I was like, oh, that you're good, you. That was nice.
I, I met Nick Wayne. He's a very good, humble guy. Very good, you know, outside. It's just that, I don't know, the heelish mode is where we're like, okay, what are you, it's not going to last. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to get an understanding of this fucking story. It's like, why are you having everybody turn back on Darby? Poor guy. I don't know what the, I don't know what, see, that's another thing. I don't know what they're doing. Unless Tony Khan is telling Darby, put over your people that you're bringing and then, well, against you. That could be the case. I don't know. Maybe that could be the direction. I have no clue, man. I really don't. Am I invested on this? Not really. Because what's after Nick Wayne? What, Christian Cage? What is he's the next wannabe Joe Gacy's, you know, wannabe the, oh, I'm the father figure type of guy? Everybody's been saying it, that he's a father figure guy. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, he did take Darby to the woodshed, so he kind of feels like a dad.
And also, if you think about it, you know, Nick Wayne lost his dad, you know, like 10 years ago, and Christian Cage took him under his wing. Luchasaurus lost his dad 60 billion years ago. Christian Cage took him under his wing.
Christian's a nicer guy than we give him credit for, you know?
Father of the year.
He's even willing to take Nick Wayne's mama.
I wouldn't. What a guy. What a man.
Not that I wouldn't, man. Respectfully. Not that I wouldn't, but he's willing to take all that on. That's a good dude. And people talk shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good dude. I don't know.
When Christian was holding Darby over those steps, I was waiting for him to say, this is going to hurt me a lot more than hurt you, son, and just drop his ass. You know I've said that to you. Don't even front.
I was just waiting for Christian to fucking even tell.
He looks at me concerned.
I want Christian. I'm going to be using this clip now. Now we have it. Sorry. I wouldn't.
Go fuck yourself.
Edge's reaction is the best.
Okay, I need that.
Oh, man. I think the best Christian Cage moment in the last couple months is during the scrum for All Out, I believe. When he sat down, he said, how's everyone's father's doing?
Oh, God.
It's right there. I have it there, too. Of course, I love that, of course. Right, Christian? Right?
How's everybody's father feeling today?
Hey, my dad's dead. Will you adopt me?
I'm with you, Brian. And you know what? That's what I saw. I love a Christian on the media scrum. He does not break fucking character. Mm-hmm. I love it. I not love that he fucking shitted on Brian Alvarez that fucking day. Hell yeah.
Oh, thank you. God.
I was happy.
Alvarez
was like,
got shit on all night in that scrum between Christian and MJF. I was like, yes, give me more. I'm num, 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 num. Feed me.
I was fucking happy of that. I was super happy.
Great. You too.
Hey. All right, last topic of the night, so we can close it out here, man. All right, Tuesday Night Wars, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I thought they didn't mention earlier, of course, Dynamite title Tuesday. Man, look at this.
That card is the most stacked card maybe in AEW history. I'm sorry.
Right?
Not even a pay-per-view had a card this stacked. This is insane, dude.
This is true. And have you heard that the Undertaker might show up on Tuesday, even though they think AEW is not competition, you know?
Nah, yeah, and then Cody and everyone else on the main roster is going to show up on Tuesday, and John Cena will be there on Tuesday, and Paul Heyman will be there on Tuesday.
The Rock is going to NXT for the first time on Tuesday.
Word.
But AEW, wait, who? We've never heard of them.
Hulk Hogan slaves Andre again on Tuesday.
On a goddamn Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
No, right? But the thing is, it's like you just, I don't know, I think that it's smart for NXT to pull out all the stops. They have the availability to pull anyone out from the main roster. So it's cool. And it's just going to be a lot of cool shit that goes down on Tuesday. So I'm really excited for both shows. I just, like, in my opinion, I'm more excited for AEW's show just because of that stacked card. You don't have to pull out all these, you know, names that are not usually associated with the show. And I think that that's a testament to AEW, because for NXT doesn't have the, in my opinion, it shows that NXT does not have the faith in their regular roster to go against an AEW show. So they have to bring out all the main roster stars, where all AEW is doing is displaying the wrestlers that are on their regular roster all the time. So it's not like, oh, well, you know, we're going to have such and such legend show up, or we're going to have Bret Hart as a special commentator and Ricky Steamboat as a special referee. No, it's just here's our roster. We're putting on the best matches we could do with our roster. NXT, on the other hand, is like, who out of the WWE roster can we pick to bring down to Tuesday?
Who can we invade to steal ratings is NXT's whole thing. If you listen to these reports, I mean, we won't know until Tuesday, but it feels that way. And you know, you're right. It's like MJF said at the scrum, like AEW just has like a bevy of riches on their roster. And they're not doing anything like, oh, this guy's going to debut or this legend's going to come back or this is going to be. They're just like, no, here are the riches. We're just doing this because it's Tony's birthday. Have fun, y'all. Tony wanted Adam Copeland for his birthday, so Papa Khan let him have him. And now we're going to show him off on his birthday. That's the whole point of Title Tuesday, y'all.
That could be the case too. Yeah,
Tony Khan's a spoiled rich kid. He gets what he wants. I want Adam Copeland, Dad. All right, I'll sign the check.
I mean, but one thing Tuesday will get me intrigued because one thing we could see on NXT, though, we might see, of course, Bron Breakker might be feuding with John Cena in this one. That's what I feel that we could see. If Cena's going to be in a corner of Carmelo Hayes and Paul Heyman on that side, that means we might see Bron Breakker and John Cena heading into the next NXT event. Because, see, I'm surprised Cena's really doing what he's doing right now. I'm surprised, but maybe he has really nothing to do. But that's something that we might see.
You're basically telling me on Tuesday we're going to have a renewed rivalry between John Cena and Edge, just on different shows.
Technically, yes. Technically, yes. I mean, see, NXT is in Texas. Shawn Michaels bringing Triple H back. DXC on. Oh, man. I'm teasing. Oh, people who give online. I guess Ivan's has a clip. Go fuck yourself.
Right. Right. I can't tell you how many times I could use that on my show. Even towards my co-host.
Oh, man.
Real talk.
Oh, man. But Title Tuesday is so exciting, man. I can't wait for it, man. I cannot wait. I'm really excited for it. And this is going to be. It's going to be good to talk about, you know.
And like I said last night, no hate to NXT. Like, No Mercy was a damn good show. I watched it. But WrestleDream, WrestleDream blew it out of the water. NXT can bring in whoever they want on Tuesday night, and I'm sure it'll be a damn good show. But this show is going to kill
it. And just to, like, piggyback off that, here's the difference between the two shows. Everybody on the AEW side of it, it's going to be there next week. Where everyone on NXT's show, it's not going to be there next week. So that just shows right there that, you know, if you get invested in the AEW show, these are the wrestlers you're going to be seeing every week on AEW. NXT is going to be cool for 1 week. And I love NXT, but when you have this influx of stars coming in for 1 week just to combat ratings, it's just, you know, it's like putting a pause on your regular storylines because you have to give time to a Cody Rhodes announcement. You have to give time to an Undertaker appearance. You have to give time to all these other guys where NXT should be to build up the roster that you have there so they could be ready for the Raw and SmackDowns. This is a week less that they could build them up.
See, I feel like we still have the same problems with NXT that we did before they made it 2.0 and put in the pastels. It's like, what is it? Is it developmental? Is it a third brand? Which one is it? That's been the problem since basically they came to regular television. You don't know what NXT is because WWE won't tell you what NXT is. One minute it's all guys trying to get to the next level. The next minute, Baron Corbin's coming in, Apollo Crews is coming in, all the AJ Styles is showing up, Asuka's showing up. You know, all these people showing up to NXT. Why, if they're developmental? Well, because they're a third brand on television. Are they? Because I honestly still don't know after all these years on USA Network. I really don't.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's the biggest question is they're going to be on the USA Network once the contract expires. Now that SmackDown is on, it's heading to US, to USA. Wait,
think they go back to Peacock? Or they go to Peacock because there's no network?
Maybe so. I don't know. That could be the case. But and then another thing, too, we forgot to mention, maybe we could see, you know, they already announced that she's heading to the main roster. She may make an appearance here on Tuesday, Jade Cargill. She might even make an important appearance and be like, yes, I'm here, the baddest bitch, and I'm here to fucking rule over NXT and WWE. She could do that.
They started that women's breakout tournament without her. Or is that starting
this? Yeah, it's without her. Yeah, they started it without her.
It's so without her. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've been sick lately, so my shit is.
It's all right. But yeah, this started with it. So, I mean, we're going to see that. So, that's for sure. The Darby is worse with Sting was in WCW himself. Perfect.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I beat up Darby a little bit here and there on my shows, but I love Darby. My wife and I have Darby Allin t-shirts. I have his theme song on my Spotify. Like, I'm a Darby Allin guy, but he's not exactly easy to get along with, is all I'm saying. Sometimes it's not easy to justify being a fan of Darby Allin. He's like, well, he does all this stuff. Yeah, and?
Yeah, Darby seems like a fan where it's, well, he seems like a person where you would like, hey, you want to go out and like go to the club or something? He's like, hey, no, I want to go chase a rat down the alley or some shit. Like,
right. I'll be too busy bathing in a bathtub of malt liquor and uncooked hot dogs. What?
I want to jump out of a helicopter, land in spikes, and you know, hopefully I survive.
Well, if
I
do,
yeah.
See him jumping out of the helicopter singing, I fell.
Let's see what Brian said. When Vince was forced to NXT to sabotage AEW Dynamite, the stank of desperation, this is no difference at all. It is undermines Triple H's vision as a developmental brand. Well, Shawn Michaels has it different because he's like, it's not a developmental. So, I mean, I don't know. You know,
they don't even know what it is.
I don't think they do. No,
you're right. They don't even know. Oh, on this identity. Channel, we can define all our shows in one sentence. WWE can't do that with NXT.
Yeah, it lacks identity.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. It's going to be a good Tuesday for us to tune in and see what's going to be the action of it and what's the turnout going to be. I mean, that's going to be something that we will have to tune in okay, so let me ask you guys this question because maybe I'm lost here. So are they both starting the same time or they're both different time? Who's starting first?
I believe they're both 8 o'clock.
I believe they're both at 8. I'm too busy laughing over the last comment. Live sex celebration. Nick Wayne's mom and Christian Cage. Respectfully.
No. Don't do that. No, I don't want to see.
Oh, Temple, I love
this, they did say this is the rated R era of AEW, so.
Why not?
Yeah, that is.
You can't bring Beth in, so Adam can do it. So why not?
Well, Christian already said, "Go fuck yourself," and now he's gonna say, "I'm going to fuck you."
Don't look at Nick Wayne and say, "I'm gonna go fuck your mom."
Oh man, but I'm excited for Tuesday. All right, gentlemen, let's go ahead about to close it out. But before we do another thing, very quick. So here we go. Is we got Collision today happening? Of course, Tony Storm versus Kira Hogan. Of course, Brian Danielson versus Kyle Fletcher, because Mark Davis got hurt on Wrestle Dream. Eddie Kingston, of course, defending the New Japan World Championship versus Commander, since he won the Fatal 4-Way on Rampage happening yesterday. And of course, FTR is defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships versus Ricky Starks and of course Big Bill. Why Big Bill? Call him something else. Fuck. Hey, you have Adam
Big Willie.
Of course, yes.
Big Willie.
Big Willie.
Big Willie style. There you go.
And Adam Cole.
Gimmick rates itself. You see him show up in a fur coat with a walking stick and a fedora. He's Big Willie. It worked for the Godfather.
Right.
You're going to have. Of course, Adam Copeland's showing up. Let's see what he's going to have to say on that. And that's what's going to happen. Are you gonna,
Adam Copeland and some of the best goddamn entrance music of all time, man.
Oh, yes. That is right. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. We appreciate you guys for coming in here. But another thing, one more time. See, those are the matches we're sponsoring, gentlemen. Of course, we got the main event. Of course, COD and Top Rope Wrestling, Top of course. They're sponsoring, of course, Shaft defending the Pacific Northwest Championship versus Sim Bodhi. Comment below, hashtag PCW Ultra. Follow us all over social media platforms. Make sure you follow us there. Get your tickets. Get into this contest. Once again, So October 19th is the last day to enter. October 20th is a Friday. Top Rope will be announcing. They'll be spinning that wheel of who wins those two free
tickets. We'll be spinning the wheel and making the deal, folks.
That is right. That
is right. Which is cool. I didn't know that until I started watching y'all, so I'm excited.
Yes. And, of course, we're all excited. But then also the other thing, too, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to follow us here on our social media platforms and on YouTube and on Twitch. Now that De Niro is back in action, not only with COD, but now he's back on the Wrestling DeLorean podcast, ladies and gentlemen. And if you see the shows below you, you still have the meatheads are doing a fantastic job. Morgan, yeah. Top Rope handling every fucking Friday, killing it here. That's right,
baby. We're nothing. Morgan is the man. We're his entourage. We come on Fridays. Morgan is great. I love that kid.
Do you have any more announcements here to let the people know about the Wrestling DeLorean podcast? Take it away, my brother.
Yes. I am so happy to be bringing back the Wrestling DeLorean podcast to the Circle of Debate YouTube channel. I don't think I even officially announced why I was ever off the Circle Debate YouTube channel, but that was because, you know, there was a contract with a major company that basically prevented me from having my show on with the Circle Debate YouTube channel, but that company could go fuck themselves. But anyway, perfect timing for
go fuck yourself.
Exactly. And your mama.
There's no more, you know, no more chains that are going to be preventing me from doing anything that I want to do with the Wrestling DeLorean podcast. So the first thing that I decided to do was to bring it back to the Circle Debate, hit up my man Ivan. I said, Ivan, it's time to park the DeLorean back on the greatest YouTube channel on YouTube for any fucking category. Right. But not only will I be bringing back the Wrestling DeLorean on the Circle Debate YouTube channel in a week's time, but there was another show that I love doing, too, on YouTube that I was prevented from doing. And I'm bringing that motherfucker back, too, because it is time to be doing Raw Dogging with De Niro on the Circle Debate every Monday, starting this Monday.
Yeah.
So I will be back. We'll be talking about the fallout of the Fastlane. I was almost the finish line. Fastlane PLE. We talk about that and more when we watch do a watch along of the last 30 minutes of Monday Night Raw here on the Circle Debate YouTube channel, Raw Dogging with De Niro. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I love you guys. The Circle Debate has never been this big. We are growing. We have great shows here. We got the addition of the Meatheads. We got the addition of Top Rope. It is going to be a beautiful, beautiful synergy of amazing wrestling content here on the Circle Debate.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Look at all the content on the screen, folks. How can you not subscribe?
I know. There's still more. You still have the MMA show.
And there's
still
more coming.
There's more coming. You still have the MMA show. And of course,
Raw Dog is coming back. I think we're working on New Japan Weekly.
Gotta
bring back top
stuff
five
that we've been talking about.
Top five, that's for sure.
We may even bring back top five with a remix, y'all. You never know. That's been discussed. We're spitballing right now, but there will be more.
There will be a lot more because it's gonna be Nettie Mae. That's what it's gonna be. This Nettie Mania running wild. You gotta be concussed.
To this day.
That's right. Peace, son. No, it was weird walking into Circle of Debate. Every time I'm going through the parking garage, the DeLorean spot is empty. I'm like, oh, man.
He did say reserve, so it wasn't that it was gone.
I never parked in it. I thought about it a couple of times. I was like, oh, man, that's just sad. I got the keys and everything.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you all for tuning in on this wonderful Saturday. Enjoy Fastlane. And, of course, you heard it here first. Mr. DeLorean himself, Mike De Niro, already said it. Monday, Raw Dog De Niro, with De Niro here.
He's back. And better than ever.
Yes, he is bringing it here. So stay tuned for that Monday during Watch Along for Raw. You already know. He'll break down. He'll recap Fastlane, everything for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Tune in. And also stay tuned in as well that next week. Yes, of course, Top Rope has an exclusive interview for you guys that you guys have to see. So stay tuned for that.
That we're very happy with.
Yes. That is correcto mundo, mi hermano. Pero sí, señoras y señores, ladies and gentlemen, let me just know that, of course, the Wrestling DeLorean, Top Rope Wrestling Talk, The Meatheads, Fate Destroyed, COD, Raw Dog and Woods in the Room, The MMA Show, everybody, we don't just fucking do podcasts, damn it, music, no, or anything. No. Or Lords of Gossip, they don't, they all fucking make history. So take care. Enjoy your weekend.
May I?
Well, yes. Let the people know.
Enjoy wrestling, y'all. If it's not your cup of tea, let somebody else drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in there?
I like all teas.
We all like all teas. I need to get a clip of Wendy doing this. But yes. Bye!